5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I am Brady Ho. We've got Angel, Angel, Angle. Just call me Angel. Angel Padilla on the other side of the bulletproof glass. We have another night to go still until we can get into Game 3, so we'll be breaking into that a little bit. I've got the good, the bad, the ugly. We'll talk to Mike Brohard. Get his thoughts on what the football season might look like for Colorado State. Are we going bowling? Are we better than that? Are we worse than that? We'll get his thoughts there. Zach Stevens will join me from DNVR Broncos. All things Broncos conversation coming up. What's OTAs like? Are they getting any more information, less information, or what? So we'll get into that conversation a little bit later on. Angel, how you doing, man? It's like the last day of school around here for some reason, this whole week.
It's quiet.
It's quiet. We're in the midst of a move right now. I was joking with everybody. I started my day at KFKA West, and now I'm here at KFKA East for another week anyway. It's kind of a weird transition. So obviously the studios here will be the last thing to make the transition over to our new building. And so we still obviously have all of our hosts show up here to do the shows, but as far as all the offices and sales team and management team and all that, they're over at the new place. So we're all separated right now. It's like we're two different groups. So we're excited about it, though. It's the last week here. We've been at this building forever. I've been here my entire radio career since an intern in 2008. And I know the KFK station has been here a heck of a lot longer than that, even. So we're excited about the move. It's going to be fun. And new studios, new feel, new look. Just we got a big sound already. Now it's going to look even bigger. So pumped about that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly first. How about that? Good, the bad, the ugly is presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. Here's my good. I'm not really like diving into, you know, out-of-market baseball in a regular season. I'm not really diving into the Stanley Cup Finals. But my good is this. You're still in it. The Nuggets are tied 1-1 in the NBA Finals. And there was a lot to take from Game 2 and the loss and all of that. But at the end of the day, the two best teams in the NBA are tied at one apiece. It doesn't seem all that crazy and all that insurmountable when you chalk it up to that. Two of the best teams are tied 1-1. That's what you typically want to see. I guess, and be honest, Angel, how many of these Stanley Cup Finals are you watching? Have you watched any? Did you watch any of the two games between the Golden Knights and the Panthers?
I didn't know that they were playing. I had a sense that Florida was in it because I get a lot of Miami stuff on my Twitter.
Yeah.
So I got that sense. I kind of got the sense that Vegas was in it. I didn't know it started already.
Oh, yeah, man.
What's the series at?
2-0 after Vegas won 7-2.
Oh, okay.
Last night.
Vegas will win that.
Bigger, faster, stronger.
Good.
That's what I've learned.
The only successful sports in Miami this year comes in a few months.
With the smartest male outside of the human race.
Mammal?
Did I say male?
I said male.
Mammal. Well, it might be one of the smarter males.
I would assume.
Yeah. We'll see on that. Starting to dive into football a little more. Got up, exercised, put
Minicamp
on Good Morning Football. Minicamp. I don't fully engage until we get to actual training camp.
This is actual
I camp. Dabble, but it's not quite there.
I mean, they're there. They're in uniform. They're doing stuff.
Yeah, it's a training camp.
Coaches are there. Actually, I don't know. I can't tell you what's going on with the Broncos.
Nobody can. Maybe Zach can. Maybe Zach can. The ugly, which I want to talk about throughout the day today, the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and LIV Golf League, which I thought they all hated each other, they have agreed to unify and move forward in a larger commercial business, the circuits announced Tuesday. Angel, help me out here, bro. You're definitely more of a golf guy now, especially now that you've ramped up your golf game. You're paying attention to everything golf. wasn't like the guys that stuck with the PGA Tour, it was supposed to be like, hey, you're being loyal to us, you're sticking with us, you know, we know you could go off and get more money, but you're sticking with us, we're loyal, we appreciate that, we're not gonna let you down. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a bit of that, as well as almost a guilt trip. Like, hey, you need to understand where these guys are getting their money from, and it may not be the cleanest money.
Right, all those things. So players are loyal, you're sticking with this. I know you could probably go there and get a fatter paycheck, but you're going to stay here. But
think about your morals.
And also your morals. Where's that money coming from? And then today, they're joining forces. It's a landmark agreement on a global basis. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan told CNBC on Tuesday, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. What we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella. Now, Angel, if you're not following along, if you're not paying attention to where LIV Golf is getting their money and all of that stuff, then you just read that as that's probably a good thing. You know, golf can't afford a rivalry. They can't afford a fracturing of their sport where some of the stars are over here, some of the stars are over there, and whatnot. We're calling golfers stars, right? Yeah, okay. But you can't really afford that in this sport. You need them all together. You need all your personalities together and everything. But when you look at how hypocritical it all sounds from the PGA Tour side of things, it's disgusting, but it also makes sense.
LIV Golf is financed by the Public Investment Fund of the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
Some journalists and commentators have said the tour is part of efforts by the Saudi monarchy, which has been criticized for its corruption and human rights abuses, to improve its public image through sports.
Yeah. Pretty bad, right? This is a silly deal. This is a very hypocritical.
It's weird, because you're trying to pick sides on this, and there's really no sides to pick, because both sides thought that what they were doing was the right thing. It seems like LIV won in this case.
Seems like it.
In terms of, you know, obviously they're rebranding into something new for golf. So if that's, you know, the LIV / PGA Tour or whatever it's going to be. But it's going to be interesting. Do they move towards the middle with each other and let's meet in the middle and make golf something different? Or we're trying to be traditional versus we're trying some new stuff and we want the traditional guys to do the new stuff.
Wasn't LIV Golf trying to do all this new stuff?
Yep.
That was the plan. And then PGA's kind of like, no, it's enough to see dudes in khakis hitting a golf ball.
And, you know, you can wear shorts on the golf course.
Oh, count me in on that watching. Now I know they're wearing shorts.
Well, it comes off as, you know, the pretentious, snobby,
yes,
sport of golf, which is the PGA Tour, and LIV was meant for, you know, they're still professionals, but they're kind of just the average guys.
I'm sorry, and I know this was a movie in the 90s that was extremely popular, and maybe we'll review it when we get back to our reviews, but they need Happy Gilmore out there. You need a dude that's having fun. We all, in every sport, you need those guys. Remember how mad we were at the NFL for not allowing touchdown celebrations? Not that ruined the sport. The sport is that good, but it still kind of put a small dent into it. The NFL was labeled the no fun league.
Well, in my experience, you know, just on social media, golf is becoming more and more popular. Maybe it's just the time of year, but I think I see a lot of guys my age, Tanner's age, are getting into golf.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Just, hey, let's go out with a couple of buddies and just go play around golf real quick.
Well, it's a competitive sport that you can still have fun with without breaking your ankles and your back.
Or breaking a club.
I met a guy the other day that I've known for a little bit off and on over the years, and he owns a really nice business in this area, and he was like, we should go golfing sometime. And I got to tell you, and so he's like, I just picked it up 2 years ago, and I'm obsessed with it. I'm not very good at it, but I'm obsessed. I like to go out. I can't tell you now, for some reason, the last 4 years, more people come up to me and they're like, yeah, I'm like, hey, let's get together, grab a beer and talk about stuff. Nah, let's go to the golf course. That's like the thing now, the last 4 years. It wasn't like that when I started here and when I was really getting into sales and all that. It was just, let's go to a restaurant, let's go to a coffee shop, whatever. Now it's, no, we're golfing or else we're probably not meeting. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's the thing. So you're right on that side. How do you capitalize? How do you capitalize with this? I saw this text and I just wanted to reference it because it's an interesting text from 970 this morning with Good Morning NoCo. The PGA Tour just sold their players out. If you want to watch real golf, go out and watch your local CGA event. What do you think's going to happen? Like, I want to know what the plan is here. Why are they joining forces? What is it going to do? Okay, they can wear shorts on the golf course, but what else? Like, what else can you do to make the sport better? We talk about football. What have they done to make the sport better? Favor the offense. Change the rules for the defense so that the offense can score more points. What do they need to do to make basketball better? And they're working on it, I think, is fouling and flopping and all of those things. Hockey, what are they trying to do to make their sport better? I think they're trying to market it a little bit better. They've done a really good job the last couple of years in getting their ads on television, local television, it's not just sports, and promoting themselves. Maybe there's a few other rules, like the offsides rule, or all that stuff should be looked at. Those sports are finding ways. Baseball, what did they do? What did baseball do? The pitch clock, man, the pitch count. So far, I would imagine most people absolutely love that. Even the diehard baseball fans are kind of like, you know, it's not as bad as I thought. But what can golf do? Like, what can you do to change the rules, to edit the rules, to make it more accessible? How can you make this a bigger sport? I do like the fact that they have these little one-offs they're doing now with celebrity sports stars. So we did the quarterbacks doing that last year. Was it Mahomes and Allen and Rodgers and Brady? Mm-hmm. And what are we doing this year?
Or what? I think it's Steph and Clay and Patrick and Kelsey.
I think that's pretty cool. But, I mean, is that growing the sport, or is it just growing those guys' brands?
That's an event. When you talk about changing the sport,
yeah,
of
what
golf,
do you do?
It's difficult because it's so ingrained in just the tradition of how you play it. You have a ball, you have a stick, and you hit the ball across the field into a hole.
There's not a lot more you can add to that, right?
You can't do a lot without changing. Like, oh, you get a bonus stroke or something, or if you accidentally tap your ball on the tee, that doesn't count against you. Like, that's really small stuff. And I've seen stuff with Liv is like, oh, we get the crowd into it a little more. You can cheer and yell and all that. I'm like,
that's
yeah,
like,
but that's also
stuff.
A part of golf itself. It's a respectful game. It's about, you know, oh my, I know my guy over here on four is about to hit. I'm about to tee off here. I'm going to let him hit first. It's weird. No other sport has this type of tradition and almost like ritual about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of people love golf, but do they love to watch golf? That's the thing. Like, all these people I talk to, they're like, let's go golf. And I'm like, do you guys sit down and actually watch golf? I don't. Maybe they do. But how do you grow it? I don't know. B-Rad, the hypocrisy of the PGA is real. All of a sudden, they can pay huge purses, and their whole disdain for Liv was human rights views, and here they are merging with them. So, yeah, now the PGA Tour is going to be paying more. Suddenly, they found it, went out and found it somewhere. It was in a bank account somewhere. Dixon, not so sure favoring the offense and all the new rules in football have made the sport better. I think the offense scoring a lot of points has made it more attractive. Who? I mean, Angel, you told me the other day you became a Broncos fan. Why and when? You're not really one anymore, but you became one. Why and when?
It was because I saw Peyton Manning throw 7 touchdowns against the Ravens on opening night.
And you said, I'm going to follow that for the rest of the year. I'm going to follow that.
2-3 years.
I'm going to follow that while he's there because that thing is smoking hot. That's offense. Now, I personally like a good 17-10 game. I do. I like ground and pound, run the ball, defense coming up with big stops, big third down. I love that stuff. But I'm in the minority on that. Not a lot of people do. But yeah, I know offense, the new rules in offense has made the sport more appealing. So maybe I'll edit myself more attractive. Yeah. Dixon says more attractive, but not better. What makes more money?
What is the standard for perfect football?
Well, I think like all the kickoff rule changes we're seeing, and you can't hit a quarterback, and you know, pass interference is happening all the time, and the late hits, the illegal hits that were fine years ago, but now they're back. I think those kind of things for the football purists are ruining the game for them, but the attractiveness of the offense's scoring, guarantee you, if we took a poll right now, Give me a good defensive slobber knocker of a game last year. Do you recall one? Like, I'm not talking offenses sucked. I'm talking defenses making plays. Pretend. We got a defensive game, and I put it up as a poll question and say, what would you rather see? This game? It resulted in 17-10 win for the Buffalo Bills over the Lions. And it was a pick six, a couple of great sacks, and stuff like that. Crazy defensive plays. Or would you rather see Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in that play, in that playoff overtime game, score like every 16 seconds? Guarantee you, I know which side would win.
This is the Colts Broncos game.
No, I knew you were thinking. I saw it cooking. I could see the blue and orange smoke coming out of your ears.
You said like pick six and turnovers. Like, oh, who threw a couple interceptions? Oh, it was Russ. Oh, yeah, that game.
That was just a bad.
That was just bad football.
That wasn't good defense. But don't you agree? Like, yeah. If I did a poll question on that, what would you rather? This defensive slobber knocker of a game, 17-10, or what we saw between the Bills and the Chiefs a couple years ago? More people would say, yeah, give me that Bills thing. I won't watch that back and forth. That's just the way it is. So with golf, how do you change a game that doesn't change? You make it more accessible. You add more cameras. You let the crowd get into it. You get a guy to play defense, maybe? I don't know.
it's weird.
I'm just curious because this is one of my favorite topics in sports radio is the marketing and growth of your sport. Like, what are you doing to attract people to your sport? I think it's fascinating with college sports when we look at it just in our own area. What is CSU doing to get more fans in the stands? What is UNC doing to engage more fans?
I think with golf as opposed to other sports, when you're watching it, you're aware of the opponent. You're aware of what you are playing against. What's the adversity here? Golf, if you're just watching it on TV, it's hard to know. Obviously, all the courses are different. Every hole is different. The pin location's always different. But that's something that's going on in the golfer's mind. And with the conversation with his caddy, as a fan, I'm just, oh, okay, he's going to pull his driver out and hit this 300 yards. Okay.
Right.
That's a good shot, I guess. I don't know what his intention is on this hole, but he hit it straight.
Well, because the course is the defender.
Right.
That's the defense, is the course. It's every sport. I mean, every sport that's really popular that most people love, even obscure sports, they have a defense. Boxing, you're defending yourself.
It's something to root against.
Yeah, you have an other
sports,
side.
There's fans on the other side. There's no fans of the golf course. Like, let's go hole number three.
Yeah. Sometimes there's fans, right?
Maybe.
The big ones, right? Isn't that how it goes? But I'm sorry, I'm just going to say this. Golf, if you want to like put sports into categories, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, they're in that team sport category. Soccer, lacrosse, they're in a category. There's boxing, UFC, karate, and all that stuff. That's a category. Gymnastics maybe goes up into that. I don't know. Racing, track, swimming, all those things. Racing. I'm even going to throw NASCAR and horse racing in just for the sake of the argument. Golf is in the same category as bowling. I would put golf and bowling and darts, maybe not darts. There's a little more strategy there, defense, kind of. I don't know. I would put those kind of in the same category. Mysterio, speaking of golf, what do you guys think of the new merger between PGA and LIV? That's literally what we're talking about.
Welcome
right?
to the show.
I think that we started on that at like 11:06 and we haven't stopped. Yeah, the whole merger is insane to me. Talk about saying a bunch of stuff for the past 2 years and being a hypocrite to the golfers that leave and throwing so much shade at those guys, and then you're just going to pack up and join so you can get more money. They say it's to grow the game of golf and exposure. It's to grow the money, to grow the purse.
Who is watching LIV Golf, really?
I don't know.
I
personally don't know who watches golf that much. Like,
I watch it on weekend mornings when there's I'm waiting for an 11:00 game to start.
What would you rather watch today? Golf with all the big names, or a regular season game between the Rockies and whoever the hell they're playing tonight?
Ugh.
See, I'm going Rockies.
Like, the first day of a tournament, I find it hard to watch because it's just everyone's just out playing. Like, the last 2 days are when it's important golf. and it's the Rockies.
Yeah.
Do I really want to sit and watch them?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
I'll go outside, touch grass.
Just go touch grass. Dixon says golf is most definitely a sport. I didn't say it wasn't a sport.
It's just different.
I'm putting it in the category of bowling. You don't have a defense. If there's not a defense, and it's the course, or just whatever, like bowling, there is really no defense there either. There's no going to a bowling alley. Well, that alley, you know, that rolls differently there. Maybe that is the thing. I don't know.
And they're not supposed to. It's supposed to be the ball that's doing that.
It's got a different roll there. Mysterio, golf.
Is that it?
Yes.
Golf 4.
Hooligans
for golf
make this show great. That's just the bottom line. Honestly, I'm not surprised. Here's one from Aaron. I'm not surprised to hear the PGA Tour flip their tune. Now we know the real reason Rory took a step back from trashing the LIV Tour. Ooh, yeah, because he was kind of going at it, wasn't he? It's a big story, man. It's very hypocritical. Dixon, try walking 4 days in a row. I'm not arguing that
walk
it's
every day, Dixon.
I'm not arguing that it's difficult and it's a sport. I'm not saying that.
But you don't want to sit and watch somebody walk all day.
No, count me out. I'm done.
If only you could build a concrete path that your cart could go on and not have to touch the course at all.
They should make them race to the next hole.
Yeah, put a time limit on it.
Yeah, the next tee box there.
It's one thing to line up and hit a good shot a couple of times, but can you do it quickly?
If you win, whoever has the most one-on-one race wins at the end gets a stroke knocked off there.
Well, you're getting with technical scores and all that. I think you can add a little race factor to it.
Yes! I don't know what you're hearing, Dixon. I'm not saying it's not a sport.
Stroke, but you get like a bonus point if you beat the other guy that you're golfing with on that hole.
Yeah. Golf has a lot of defenses with trees, sand traps, water, weather, etc.
Those are obstacles.
Those are objects that are in our everyday life, though. So when I go to the park later, am I walking through the defense there? I'm just taking a walk. Oh, there's a tree. I better spin move out of this bad boy.
Those daffodils are vicious this time of year.
I mean, yes, the course is the defense, but that is the argument that I'm saying this. That's why it's so strange.
But the defense doesn't change for every golfer.
And they don't go back and watch. The course doesn't go
playing
and watch
the
film. Yeah, and it's not like the course has got to see what it can do to adjust.
The Broncos aren't going to play the same defense, maybe even in the same game. If they're playing one, like the Chiefs are playing zone for the first half and then they switch to man in the second half, that's a difference. Like, unless the trees are moving on the golf course, unless you're at the Masters and they're just falling down.
Which I think, that's more putt-putt golf kind of stuff.
But that got so much coverage.
Yeah.
So we start knocking trees down.
You just have a bunch of, what?
Gimmicks.
Lumberjacks out there. Ready to go at the drop of a hat, and then they just start chopping.
Well, what about the trees? Well, you have replacement trees that you uproot and put down in the spot.
Yeah, you replant. Replant. We're not
make
about
it like if you hit a tree, the tree falls over.
Like make them really skinny.
No more
weak
sand
trees.
Traps. Fire traps.
Yes. Now you're getting somewhere. It's like putt-putt golf, but on freaking steroids.
Yeah.
Make
putt-putt golf real golf.
Make the gigantic golf courses like at the Eden Country Club, but just make it putt-putt golf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me a giant windmill and a dragon.
Yep. And a dragon. You got to hit that thing through its mouth. You got to boom. And then it rolls down.
And
the
one
hills.
That's got like three little tunnels. You got to pick which tunnel is the right tunnel to get a hole in one.
I'm a sucker for a good putt-putt golf course.
That's a brilliant idea.
Dixon, try driving to drive a car and shotgunning a beer at the same time and then report back.
Done it.
Wait, are you saying that that's why I should respect the sport more? Or are you saying that they should do that in the pros? Have them get hammered out there, man. I don't
mic them up. Or,
I'm just saying. We all love to golf in this area. I suck at golf, but I actually really enjoy getting out there. I'm just saying, what makes it more appealing to watch? That's what we're looking at today. Come up with ideas. Throw some ideas. Tell you what, best idea today wins a $15 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill. Part of our Top Text Tuesday. Best idea. What would you do to make golf extremely popular and watchable? And I would rather serious ideas, but I'm guessing this is the whole show. It is. We do have a bunch of hooligans that listen. We will not get many of those. I'm with Dixon, hashtag gone to the dark side. I'm not saying it's not a sport. I'm saying, why do you sell it to me? Why do I watch it? 31 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Has Michael Malone failed Michael Porter Jr.? Let's talk about it next. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Now's the time of year where you're starting to get that list together of home projects and the honey-do list and all that. Well, I got a suggestion for you guys. Hikes Ace Hardware. They're, obviously, it's Ace Hardware. We love Ace Hardware, but this is locally owned and operated. This is veteran and locally owned. And they're Greeley's original hardware location since 1954. That means they got a lot of people there that actually know what the hell they're talking about. You know, you've been to those hardware stores before, those big, gigantic box stores where you got a guy in there, a gal in there that does, you know, they know about as much as you do, which you're needing some help and you're asking around and you end up just walking around looking while they're looking. That's not the case at Hikes Ace Hardware. They'll get you set, ready to go for your do-it-yourself projects, all that stuff. Plumbing supplies include pipe cutting, threading service. Did you know this? They got live fishing bait there. That's for our guy, Daniel, with Hook 'em, Bait and Tackle. Does a great fishing program on Saturday. The new Huskies head coach, by the way, head football coach. Congratulations to him. Love that guy. Love that show. He maybe should stop by Hikes Ace Hardware for some live fishing bait. They have everything. Knife and saw blade sharpening service. True customer service with one-on-one help as soon as you walk through the front door. And that's what you don't get at a lot of places. That's Hikes Ace Hardware. I'm asking for suggestions. Let's make golf. I'm not saying make golf great. Golf's great. Everybody in this area that's listening to this show right now, you guys perked up. You all love golf. Do you love watching golf? That's the question. There's a difference. There's a very big difference. I like to go bowling. I'll never watch a bowling tournament. I mean, I just won't. Mysterio, I love the idea with LIV Golf and how they have a team aspect on it. With the new merger, I would love to see more tournaments where you play more of a team format. What do you think about the team format? What do you just do, best ball kind of deal?
That's tough because golf is such a
it's a very individual sport. I mean, I guess there's some aspects of teamwork you could put in.
I mean, you can do it. It's just, as a professional player, do you want to do that? Do I got to split my winnings with these guys? Do we take the trophy for a day or two? Or, you know, if my team wins the Masters, do we all get green jackets? Like,
yeah, and that loses its luster, right? Stickman says hot chicks and bikinis being their caddy. Works for all the other sports, do stuff like that.
Sponsored by the Den.
They have cheerleaders. There it is. We hadn't had a Den reference in a while. Thank you for that, Angel. We needed that.
Be the last one here.
It might be one of the last ones. Who's going to get the last Den reference in to this show before we move studios? Somebody could be famous for that. The very last Den reference at the old studios.
Go with Noob.
Where are you, Noob? We need that. We need that Den reference. B-Rad says, bring the UFC ring girls announcing each hole.
So the old guy with the stick. Quiet, please.
I like the old guy.
Mr. What was his name? Johnny? Johnny's going to hit the ball.
Happy Gilmore.
Look, you got to get the brunch special.
Well, so far, two suggestions have something to do. Oh, about three suggestions. Mysterio says the moms of Eaton being caddies. Well, that's also another reference we hadn't heard.
Drama there, too.
I had some guy Facebook the other day and just said something. There was an article about Eaton and somebody just wrote, yeah, how about those Eaton moms? Hashtag whole show. That's not my fault. That's your guys' fault. You guys brought that. How does that stuff happen? It just became a thing.
People listen to our show.
Well, yeah, but that stuff became a theme of the show. It's great. I love it.
Well, I mean, Eaton's really good at high school athletics. I'd imagine most of those kids have mothers and go to their games.
And what are you saying?
And be attractive women. I don't know. I haven't been to Eaton in a while.
Yeah. So, let's see. Dixon, before each tournament, they should randomly plant little landmines around the course. Not enough to make you lose a leg or something, but enough to knock you off your feet or explode when a ball hits it.
The Hunger Games? What is this?
This is like a movie. Extreme Golf, starring Tom Cruise.
And Dwayne Johnson.
That's totally like a movie.
You hit a hole in one on a par three, and the green just explodes. Like,
just make it like a survival game. Like, what was it, Squid Games or whatever? This is like we open up, and it's like, hey, Billy and Todd thought they were just going to have a nice weekend of golf. Turns out they were wrong. Extreme golf.
Club limit. You can only use a driver, an iron, and a putter.
No, you just use one club.
Just one.
You got to pick it. You better be good.
It's a par five. Good luck.
I'm going to use my putter.
Putt it pretty hard.
Yeah?
As long as you hit a fairway, you know, you can just let it roll for a bit.
The more holes like the Waste Management 16th hole.
Mm-hmm. That one, it's got like the stadium seating around it. It's very loud.
That's the Happy Gilmore thing, right? Let them wear sweatpants and hockey jerseys. Hockey sweaters, excuse me. Let them do that. You know? Riding the bull, feeling the flow, that kind of stuff. Dixon, who wouldn't want to see Phil Mickelson sent flying after a flop shot?
Is it a punishment that they're getting mined on the golf course? You have enough sand for those divots?
I don't know, man. That's an extreme one. You know, you guys are getting creative, and I absolutely love it. There's a $15 gift certificate. Two Cables Pub and Grill.
How about like a smoke bomb or something? Smoke bomb in the middle of the fairway so you don't know where your ball is going to land.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mystery.
Who's going to find it, though?
It's a mystery hole.
It's got a blink. It have a little chip in it. It blinks. It's getting expensive fast here, Angel.
It is. And then if we put the golf shield in there, it's a whole other finance we got to consider.
The golf shield.
It's an investment.
That is an investment right there. TM. On that. We've TM'd that. Tuesday is Burger Madness Day at Cables Pub and Grill. So for $9.99, win the $15 gift certificate by bringing me your best suggestions to make golf really watchable. And you will win a gift certificate to cover you at Burger Madness today. That covers it right there, plus a beer or two. That's Cables Pub and Grill, where my friends meet. 11:42 the time. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Today must be the day hell doth freeze over, because I had this plan of Nuggets talk and preparing for Game 3 and my poll question and Perkins and all this stuff. We have spent 46 minutes, now 47 minutes, Angel, talking about golf. Did you ever think in a million years when you joined forces with this show that we would have almost a full hour of golf talk?
No.
No, man. Look what the hooligans are doing. See this? I give you guys creative control. You're all mini producers out there in some way. A lot of times you bring me places I don't want to go. But sometimes, like today, look at you. You guys bring me somewhere, and we have fun with it. McLean says, what if every golfer had a mascot out there with him? Does that do anything for you? Unless it's like a live animal. Like, that'd be cool. Like a rattlesnake right next to Rory or something.
Because there's probably 10 NFL mascots I don't even know.
Yeah.
They're just weird anthropomorphic animals or people that are just cartoon
those
characters.
Used to freak me out as a kid. Probably still do.
Like the Raiders one, he's just a head with a helmet on.
Those are creepy, man. When I was little, I had a big problem with people that dressed up as animals. Not like the weird ones nowadays, mm-hmm. But like, mascots. You know what I mean. We used to go to a place called Showbiz Pizza, and it was like people were dressed up as gorillas and they were on stage playing music.
That's weird.
Scariest thing ever. Terrifying. Never really able to look at gorillas the same after that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Mr. Perkins, Kendrick Perkins, has changed his tune a little bit, Angel. The guy who was extremely critical of Nikola Jokic, he brought on the whole race card throughout the MVP race, and all that and more. Here's what he had to say on the, I guess it's on ESPN now, right? The Pat McAfee Show, is that official? So, I don't know.
Not on ESPN, but they're still working
it out. They're still working it out.
Transition.
But he's starting to get ESPN guys on his show. So there you go. Here's one of them. Here's what he had to say about Nikola Jokic.
Why did I, as basketball casual, not be forced to watch the Joker play basketball? I'm watching him through this playoff series. He is must-watch television. And last night for three quarters, I'm thinking to myself, like, I need this Joker guy every night. And then Miami does what Miami do in the fourth quarter and come back and win that thing. But this Joker guy, why isn't he on TV every single night? And should he be, Perk?
Absolutely should be. He is, one, the best player in the league. He's the most skilled center to ever touch the damn basketball. Let me say that, okay? When every time he shoots, I think it's going in. I don't care the level of difficulty, 47% from the three-point line. But we are to blame. And that's us as the media, us at the network, ESPN, because we should do a better job of promoting and marketing him. And he should be on television because – if you want to show someone how to play basketball the correct way, you got to show them Jokic. When you're talking about IQ, when you're talking about straight skill, Jokic is the guy that you're supposed to be watching. We shouldn't have to be waiting to the NBA Finals to be able to appreciate Jokic. Like, we got to do a better job, including myself, of actually marketing him. Like, let's talk about the Lakers and LeBron James and Jason Tatum. And more talk about Jokic.
Well, Perk, the reason why you won't is because he's white. I know that.
Yeah,
that
ain't just, yeah, that's ain't,
yeah, that's probably right there. Here, you want to know what it sounds like to me? Perkins is finally watching games with Joker. All season long, he saw the box scores. And he saw the body type. And he saw maybe a couple highlights. And they still don't look awe-dropping in the highlights all the time. And now he's sitting down throughout the last couple of weeks, and he's watching Nikola Jokic play basketball for a full game. That's what it sounds like to me. Because he's completely changed his tune. I mean, he's saying that if you want to learn basketball, watch this guy. He didn't say that 2 months ago. He said Joel Embiid's the guy, Giannis is the guy, all these other guys are the guy, and that Joker shouldn't really be in the conversation for MVP, it's a race thing, all that. I just think he's watching for the first time. That's what it sounds like to me. Just reading between the lines. I feel like that's a lot of these national media pundits right now. They feel like they're dialing it. They feel like they're doing a 180 and flipping the script here. It's not that. They're watching the games now. They're actually sitting down going, oh, holy crap, that's what these Nuggets crybabies are talking about. That's what this... Oh, wow. He is good. He's ridiculous. So, you know what? I'm not going to choose to be really upset by it. I just know what it is. You're finally watching. You've learned your lesson. Move on. Flying Dutchman says, right on, Brady. About the Perkins thing or the golf thing or just about life in general. 11:52 the time. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got Mike Brohard coming up in the second hour. Talk some Colorado State football. Zach Stevens will join us to talk some Broncos football. So some football stuff sprinkled in today on this Tuesday, June 6th. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Baseball in Colorado is electric. Hear it all on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Sometimes you just nail it there, Angel. You just hit a song, and I'm like, why should I talk? Just a beautiful, beautiful tune right there. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Has Michael Malone failed to get the most out of Michael Porter Jr.? Here's your selections for that. And we'll reload this as well as the golf stuff in the second hour. The blame is on MPJ, not Malone. Or simply, yes, he has failed. Or no, he hasn't. Angel, what are you clicking? What are you clicking there?
Nope.
You would be a part of 31% of the hooligans right now, middle of the pack. 52% saying yes. 15% saying the blame is on MPJ, not Malone. All right, let's unpack that. Coming up in the second hour of the program, still to come, Mike Brohard with CSURams.com, as well as Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos. Looking forward to both of those conversations. I mean, I'm loving basketball. I'm loving what we're seeing with the Nuggets in the finals. I'm loving it. I didn't love game two. But can't deny it. Back of my brain, dreaming of some football. I think we always do that, no matter what time of year it is. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.